This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Recently, the Annie E. Casey Foundation released a report that found Michigan's African-American kids are struggling in school. Nationwide, there is disparity between the education that kids of color receive and white kids. If people of color end up at a predominantly white college, it's not clear that they're going to get the resources and support they need there. At Michigan State University, Tim Hurd is doing something about that for young black men. Hurd founded Rising Black Men, a mentoring program, and he joins us now. Welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you're still a student at MSU, right?
Yes, I am a junior here now at Michigan State.
So what motivated you to start Rising Black Men?
So I was motivated to start Black Men due to the research that I did over the summer and Summer Research Opportunities Program. It was closing the opportunity gap for black males in K-12 education. And what I realized is there are a lot of adverse effects on black males, specifically in the K-12 education system. And I see that how that can translate into college and why the retention rates are so low, specifically at predominantly white institutes regarding black males. And I kind of wanted to develop a solution to address this. And I know it's just not academics, but it's also a social factor as well, and just not feeling a sense of belonging. So I wanted to create that sense of belonging, that sense of support, and just provide a network so that, you know, these students can get connected and feel accepted here on campus.
So how are you using your fellow students, upperclassmen, to help incoming students?
I'm using them to help with the part of the mentorship, specifically checking in with them once a week. And once a month, they'll have breakfast with the grads. So they kind of indirectly mentor the freshmen, and myself and the other 8 mentors, we more so are more direct in our mentorship.
So what are some of the issues you'll be helping them with?
Some of the issues we'll be helping them with is just providing them social support so that they don't experience too much culture shock as they transition to a predominantly white institute or PWI. And twice a month, we have learning objectives. So we had our 2 learning objectives for this past month. And our first one was how to navigate a predominantly white institute while being a black male and dealing with things such as microaggressions. And then talking about the divisiveness within our own community as black people. And if you speak articulate or you talk proper, you're quote-unquote not black enough in some neighborhoods. And then our second discussion, we talked about purpose. So really, we're going to have learning objectives, and those are just going to be opportunities to inform them about different things and have deep conversations about things relevant to us as college students, and more specifically as black male college students, and then providing them their mentorship and getting them connected with faculty and things such as that.
Well, what kind of help are you getting from faculty or the university in general?
Yeah, so from faculty, I'm getting funding. I'm also getting mentorship. What I'm trying to do is create a pipeline. So I believe that we're still college students, and the students we're mentoring are college students as well. So we don't know everything. So we want to kind of get knowledge from an upper level, that upper level being more specifically the faculty and the assistant deans and deans of some of the colleges, and also the professors. So there are a lot of professors in the organization who mentor the mentors so that we can mentor the freshmen.
I understand you're also reaching out to young black men and boys in Lansing's elementary schools, middle schools, high schools. Would you tell us about that?
Yes, there's 35 freshman males, black males in this organization. So second semester, they'll mentor 1 high school male within the Lansing community. So Lansing Sexton, Lansing Everett, and even East Lansing. I've kind of been in contact with the Lansing superintendent and the East Lansing superintendent indirectly. What we have so far is setting up a program so that my freshmen can go over there and possibly create their own learning objective that we like we do here. And then for next year, I want to establish an even longer pipeline. So the high school will mentor the middle schools, and then middle schools will mentor the elementary schools, kind of similar to how we mentor the freshmen here on campus.
Now, you're going to be graduating before too long. How will Rising Black Men evolve as you go forward?
Yes, so I would love to continue this work upon graduation. And really what we're going to do is pass the torch in a way. We're going to send it off to the freshmen who have a lot of potential now, and they're going to take the positions of myself and the other mentors. And possibly I'll be attending Michigan State for grad school, so I'll still more than likely be there helping indirectly. I won't be the president, so to say, but I'll be like an advisor or just a keen ear about what's going on campus so that I can still provide some support. But I'll have an outline written, and you can follow it, look at it, and very easily know how to run the program. And then also, like, the tutelage and the care and kind of, like, really just, like, giving the freshmen, especially some more freshmen, some more attention and kind of grooming them to be in the position that I'm in so that it can so that there's a easy transfer.
How will you measure success? What metrics will you use to make sure you are getting what you want out of this?
So the first thing I will do to measure success is look at retention rates and look at how my freshmen and how everybody in the program is doing academically. So I want my freshmen to be here first semester and second semester and be here their entire college tenure. And I want them to successfully graduate here at Michigan State University. So that would definitely be the first thing that I focus on in terms of measuring success.
I read somewhere that Michigan State University has a larger number of freshmen African-Americans than it's had in a while.
Yes, I believe it's possibly one of the largest, if not the largest, incoming class of black freshmen, specifically in the Big Ten this year. I know that.
Is this a program that you would like to see go beyond MSU to maybe the Big Ten or maybe just a national program for African-American students?
Yes, definitely. So within, I have like, you know, 2-year plan, 3-year plan. So in 5 years, I plan on seeing this at every institution in the Big Ten. And I expect to see a rising black man at Purdue, at Iowa, and every university, if applicable. And I believe it can happen because people are looking for, you know, especially students to create initiatives like this because it's a good thing. And I think that it can definitely help make an impact. And it increases retention rates. And it, along with increasing retention rates, it makes the university look good because they're retaining their students. And I think every university wants to have wants to be able to say that they have a good retention rate and that their students come back and that they want to come back.
Tim Hurd is the founder and the president of Rising Black Men at Michigan State University. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.